We believe that salvation is by faith alone, in Christ alone, and that once you believe in Him, you get eternal life. It's not from repenting of your sins. It's not from following after Jesus. It's not from taking up your cross and following after Him. It's not by living the golden rule. It's not by keeping the Ten Commandments. It's by faith.
From which some, having swerved, have turned aside unto vain jangling, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm.
Colossians 2:18, let's finish here. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up in his fleshly mind. See, we don't know a lot about angels. The Bible doesn't really explain a lot about them. It says that they're ministering spirits to those heirs of salvation, right? But we don't really know much more beyond that, except for that a third of the angels fell in a rebellion with Satan. We do know that. We know that Satan is an angel that's fallen, okay? We know that angels appear, and it seems like people might even possibly have an angel that watches over them when they're saved, okay? Children, it says that their angels always behold the Father's face. You know, be careful what you do to children. So, but we don't really know a lot. Because, the Bible right here is saying, intruding into those things which he hath not seen. Anybody seen an angel? You guys seen one lately? What do they look like, Brother Timo? Oh, he hasn't seen one. It says, intruding in those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up in his fleshly mind. If you start thinking that you know about the 450-foot tall Nephilim giants, that never says that in the Bible anywhere. It just says that there were giants in the earth in those days. Hey, there's giants in the earth today. Hello, you're looking at one right now. And I'm not even that tall. I'm only 6'8". Okay? But it says, and there were giants after that also. So they'll say that the flood destroyed all these 450-foot tall Nephilim angels, right? But then there was angels after, there were some after that also. So it doesn't make sense. Yeah. Just means that there was tall people then. If you read the first books of Moses, the first five books, what were they fighting in Canaan? Giants. Who did David fight? A giant. How tall was he? 10 foot tall. He wasn't 450 feet tall. Okay, he wasn't Jack and the Beanstalk tall, all right? So just be careful, you know, don't get turned aside, don't swerve it, you know, don't look for the vain jangling squirrel and try to swerve out of the way, okay? Keep your line straight, you know, let's focus on the main things in this church, which is soul winning and hard preaching and edification of the saints. You know, don't turn aside unto all this junk. And, you know, I just want to admonish you to this, all this garbage heresy that's being put up on YouTube right now concerning this oneness stuff, I would just tell you this, just avoid it. Amen. Just stop watching it. Because you don't want to get sucked into something like that. Like they, you know, someone might, you know, with their fair speeches and their good words, they might suck you into it too. So why are you watching these false prophets? Just quit watching it. It's garbage. You know, all it's going to do is suck you into something you don't want to be sucked into. It's vain jangling. You know, let them be anathema, right? If you get caught up in it, if you yourself are in a situation, this is how you get out of it. You just walk out of the conversation. I don't want to talk about this. It's end of the story.